Welcome to Organic Outlets, a podcast where we discuss tough-ass topics relating to dating, self-worth, and creating healthier habits for our lifestyles. I'm Faith, your host. Happy Monday, y'all. As we're back to the beginning of the week, back to the daily grind, back to the things that we need to get back to do, work, kids, school, personal things, doing your laundry, just getting the kick of your week started. I hope that you guys all enjoyed your weekend and did something that fed your soul over the weekend. Over the weekend, I actually got to spend some time with my best friend and my baby sister. And we went to a women's expedition here in Atlanta where we were able to catch some, you know, real empowerment, girl time, pop-up shops, wine, all that PDA stuff that you expect to get with your girls over the weekend. It was definitely needed. Definitely felt fun to just get dressed up and, you know, look like we're going to brunch on Sundays, but just had some cute stuff going on. So, on today's episode, we're talking about, are we really making the changes necessary? You know, are we making the changes necessary in order for us to grow? In order to be reborn, the old you must die first. Let me say that again. In order to be reborn, the old you must die first. Now, half the time when we want change, we make a step-by-step guide. We try to evaluate everything we've learned and habitually fall right back into the same routine of wanting results with no true progression. But why is that? You know, half the time we're afraid to let go of our old ways and habits in order to allow the new knowledge and information we retain to manifest in the physical because we are content and familiar with our old habits. And I think that that was something that kind of rung bells for me over the weekend. You know, I thought about so many different things just to myself and, you know, just thinking about some of the conversations that I had had leading up to the weekend that truly just made me ask myself, am I really making the changes necessary? Like, have I really learned my lesson? You know, like, have I really learned my lesson from some of the things that I've tolerated in the past? Have I really learned my lesson from some of the decisions that I made in the past? Have I really learned my lesson from just so many different things? And I think that it comes a point in time where you take the information that you learned and you may be faced with another situation to come that looks familiar to something that you've been through before. And we never really truly apply the knowledge that we've had. And then we tend to beat ourselves up and get disappointed in the results that come from what we should have done. You know, like the things that we should have done, the things that we should have said, the way that we should have stood up for ourselves, or the way that we should have handled a situation. That woulda, coulda, shoulda bullshit comes into play a lot of times when we are acknowledging that we have learned a lesson but not have applied that knowledge, right? So, I mean, if we've all chosen what felt familiar, right? And you never really opened your mind to what's possible or what you may feel or what may feel better, you know? I mean, if we've always chosen what feels familiar, we would never really open our mind to what's possible or what can make us feel better. You know, I think a lot of times that when we continuously stay in situations or friendships, relationships, jobs, you know, family dynamics, friendship dynamics, business relationships, and we continue to do things and operate in the same way that we did that wasn't conducive to us in the past, then we will never truly find the essence of the lesson and really enjoy what's to come going further. For example, How many of you have chosen to stay in relationships and friendship dynamics that you know just aren't in alignment with who you're becoming? But because you're comfortable and because you are not being challenged, or for whatever reason you might be in the situation, you stay anyway. But you've learned a lesson learned. You know better, right? And a lot of times I think that in most cases, you know, our psyche as human beings are to stay in familiar friendships and familiar relationships because we feel comfortable. We think that we found some type of security within that dynamic. But in reality, there's a ton of different factors as to why you may stay in relationships or stay in friendships or business relationships or so many different things that, you know, you have learned a lesson learned on, right? A lot of times, you know, the same things repeatedly happen over and over again. And it could stem from somebody feeling lonely. You just don't want to leave that friend because you feel like you don't want to be by yourself and you don't want to, you know, have to find a new one. You might stay in that relationship with that girl or that guy because he brings memories of your father or what your father may have done, or so, you know, just so many different things. You know, you might be afraid to lose this job even though they're working you like a slave, when you could just have that opportunity right outside of the door to literally get paid $20,000 more than what you're doing. You might continuously support, you know, some one of your friends and their businesses and see what they're doing because of the friendship dynamic you have. But every single time you leave that person for those services, you know that you're not going to get the quality experience. You're just doing it because it's familiar and you're comfortable with doing that. And sometimes we don't challenge ourselves outside of that box in order to say, wow, like, we really, really need to try something different. Try something new. Try something that does not feel familiar to you, right? And I think that, you know, so many people play on this dynamic a lot of times where, you know, the factors of change and the factors of learning your lesson can really come from, again, like I said, being lonely, having control, being manipulative or getting manipulated, lack of guidance and understanding and shit, sometimes even pure boredom. Some people will literally stay in things longer than what they need to be because they are simply bored, not because there's no genuine interaction there or no genuine passion that comes out of that. See me? I am an extreme passionist. I don't even know if that's a word, but I am somebody who thrives in passion and intensity and things that make me feel it more than anything. I have dealt with so many logical people in my life just based off of my work and based off of what I have to do and the experiences that I've had. But as I've came to terms with who I'm becoming as a woman and my placement here, I realized that the things that feed my soul and touch me to my core are the things that I feel deeply passionate about. You know, if I don't feel passionate about something, if I don't feel that I'm putting my first foot forward in this, if me loving this person doesn't make me want to cry or doesn't make me want to feel like, wow, I passionately love this person. I passionately love what I do every single day. I passionately want to do this in an intense type of way, then I can't resonate with it, right? I think one of the things that one of my friends actually brought to my attention was that, you know, it was crazy because I was just bored probably a couple weeks ago. And to even think back, I remember the post was like, leave me a review, right? And it was basically like, tell me what your overall review of me as a person is, right? And in this post, I put the little question bubble on my Instagram, and one of my close friends actually responded to me and told me that her genuine review of me as a person and how I operate is that I can't be around people who are not genuine and authentic. If I don't feel that genuinity coming off of you, you know, she basically explained that I will be ready to exit you out, execute the relationship in complete entirety. And that is so true to me. I love my friends very passionately. I love my boyfriend very passionately, my family very passionately. You know, these are things that truly, truly resonate with me in my soul and get me going. So to circle back with changes and to circle back with making the necessary, you know, changes in your life in order for them to adapt to you or adapt to what you're going through or adapt to even just your general placement in this world. You know, a lot of times we bypass the knowledge that we have retained in previous situations and we lack implementing it into new situations because we're too content and too familiar with the previous choices that we made, right? Again, like I said, I'm a firm believer of if I can't truly feel it in my gut, in my soul, if it doesn't bring me absolute joy, tears of intense happiness, or, you know, things like that. I can't explain to you guys how many times, like, I have had cry sessions with my girls about just how much we just genuinely love each other. You know what I mean? Like, it's a different type of authenticity there, you know, that just fuels you. You know, nothing truly matters to me at that point. I learned at a very young age that when my dedication to things or my investment in things didn't pay off because I was repeatedly doing the same things and not actually applying the knowledge I gained from seeing a similar situation unfold, I ended up disappointed in myself. I ended up sad. I ended up feeling like crap because I knew better and did not do better. You know, I think that that is something that a lot of times our conscience mind bypasses so many times. Have you ever just knew in your gut when something was not right? When something in your mind, like you intuitively knew, you and your soul knew that whatever you were feeling was true, right? Whatever accusation you made, whatever assumption you made was true, right? And then it came to the surface and you were like, I knew it, right? I knew that this was happening. I knew that this was not going to work. Or I knew that I should have just went with my gut. And it's because we have learned in so many ways that when we make the decisions that we made prior and when we're faced with things for the first time, of course, those things seem like, wow, I really, truly did not look at it from that perspective, right? I truly didn't look at the idea that I had been through this prior with no knowledge. And now that I'm being faced with this similar situation again, you have a choice. You have a choice on whether or not you want to continue to tolerate certain things or say no or use your wisdom a little more than you did prior to. So when you think about it, you know, when you repeatedly do the same things in the same way without actually applying the knowledge, you don't gain from it. You don't feel liberated by it. You don't feel like, wow, I really grew from this and learned from it, right? It's like seeing a red flag, right? Oftentimes we bypass red flags and confuse them with flaws because that, you know, with that, those flaws, the most of us grow compassion and understanding for individuals and situations, but oftentimes red flags are very clear and concise, you know, especially if they trigger you to feel something you felt before. You know, nothing that you felt before or even with you feeling this way, you know, in reality, do you choose to ignore it? Do you choose to address it? Do you choose to take the knowledge that you've learned from a previous emotion and actually apply it? You know, I think that that is something that oftentimes us as people with red flags and flaws, for example, we confuse. We confuse that essence in itself of knowing when we've seen similar behavior or similar situations or even responses in similar ways. We bypass those things and think that they're not foreign to being identical to that, right? Or identical to our previous situation. Of course, no, I'm not saying for you to go and just think wild as hell and go deep into your thoughts and go off the deep end, right? Because sometimes that's what will happen. We'll be in a spiral of overthinking things and not even really, really fully looking at the context clues of what is really going on, right? But if we're talking hypotheticals and we're talking red flags and we're seeing all of these things, realistically, if you're bypassing the red flags that you've seen previously and confusing them with flaws, then you're not truly holding yourself accountable, are you? Right? You're not truly holding yourself accountable to your lesson learned and what you have seen before, right? So once you apply that knowledge, it's something so empowering and liberating behind applying the knowledge and emotions from something you've learned before in another season or in another relationship or in another friendship. You learn to apply that common sense of knowledge and wisdom that you've learned before, so that when your boyfriend is doing something weird, you're able to spot it out and call it out and not feel like you're crazy about it, because you've seen it before. When your homegirl's acting weird as hell because she got new friends and she wants to keep an image up and you know who the real her is, apply that knowledge to that previous situation. When your parents and your father or your mother is doing the same things that are just not in alignment with you and not in alignment with who you're becoming as an adult, remember what they did. Remember how to apply that knowledge when you first saw those colors, when you first saw that stuff happen, when you were broke and you didn't have any money at all. Are you going to actually apply that knowledge of when you were broke before, or are you going to keep on spending your money frivolously? And this is advice that I had to take for myself, guys. This is things that I had to learn literally and say to myself and say, am I really making the changes necessary to do what I need to do to be a better person, right? It's a sure sign of your growth when you can take that type of accountability and acknowledgement for your actions and the things that you've learned prior to. Throughout the weekend, like I said, I spent time with my best friend and my baby sister. And after giving her some hours of advice, it helped me realize many things about myself in those moments when I was just idling quiet to myself, right? I think I knew I was growing when the things I used to trip over really didn't faze me anymore. And I mean, like, literally, you know, like the things that in life that I would think of really did not bother me at its fullest capacity anymore. The way I responded, the way I reacted, the way I even showed up with compassion and grace for myself when trying to educate myself on things really opened and expanded my mind. You know, because let's face it, when we're all faced with a challenge, a lot of us beat ourselves up, right? A lot of us get down on ourselves about what we didn't accomplish or what we didn't see and what we didn't do and how we should have said. Or have you ever, y'all, I guarantee you, a whole bunch of you have done this shit before because I've done it. Have you ever gotten to an argument with someone, right? And then you thought about all the things you said. And then you thought about all those things that that person said. And then once you guys go your separate ways and you're thinking about it out loud to yourself and you're overthinking it, you're like, shit, I should have said this and this way. And you know what? Next argument we get in, I'm going to say this, right? This is common for us to do that because most times we sit up there and we think to ourselves like, damn, I really, really should have said this shit when the time presented itself, right? But we beat ourselves up because we didn't get it out. You know, I think that for me, that expanded my mind a lot when I realized I did things like that, or when I reacted to different things, or I just showed myself more compassion and grace for things that I did not know or I needed to learn about for myself, you know? And especially piggybacking even with the thought of me not having my mom, a lot of the things that I've had to do in life were literally taught to me from social media, from Instagram, from YouTube, from women that are motherly figures, from aunts, from cousins. I had a piece of the pot in everything, and nothing was truly linear for me. So when I decided to thoroughly educate myself on things and then beat myself up about what I did or did not knew, it really, really changed my perspective on how I felt about myself. And it really ate at my self-esteem at one point. But I knew it was growth when I started getting my knowledge and my resources from books, you know? And I'm not just saying this in a sense of saying, like, you know, of course, you can't just go to get a webinar and learn from someone, or you can't get advice from a therapist or talk to a psychiatrist or talk to your mother who has been through different things like that. My knowledge and my resources came from books, elderly books, books lists that put certain books in my pathway that really gave me a paradigm shift in my mind about how I responded to things. And one of my favorite books of all time is actually called Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. Another one is called How to Own Your Own Mind as well. And those are some books that changed my life. You know, like, I mean, literally changed the way I responded to myself, how I responded to others, how I responded in the world. Currently, right now, I'm bouncing in between the 48 Laws of Power and The Art of Seduction, and they're both by Robert Greene. And these books are definitely books that I can say are not only expanding my mind, but expanding my relationships with people, right? Expanding how wise I can truly implement these things that I'm learning and apply these things and say to myself, you know what? I am not as dumb as you think, right? And as I've said in previous podcasts before, playing that delusional role sometimes, you know, plays its part. You know, like I said, you know, I've spent so many times looking for this knowledge and these resources from books. And I spent hours reading on things that allowed me to be a servant to myself and my mental health. You know, I think that educating yourself on things that you truly do not understand is truly a game changer. I would say that from the years of 22 to 24, I spent a grandeur amount of solitude to myself. You know, coming into a new relationship and new job and new setting and new different things have definitely changed my dynamic on a lot of things and how I view life. And it has definitely been something that I've had to get adapted to during this time period. But in reality, when I look back on it, and even in a reflective way, from the last 2 years of that, I truly spent a lot of time in solitude because I was working on myself. And I don't just mean working on yourself and your finances and all these different things. You know, I spent 2 full years learning about what made me happy on the inside. You know, it's crazy to think that the conversation with my little sister was about self-discovery and being alone. And she actually didn't understand how to be alone fully, you know, and how to be able to be content with that. And my explanation to her was that in order to be at one with yourself, she had to enjoy being alone and with her own solitude first. You know, and I mean that in all levels, like when you subject yourself to solidarity, so that you can make the changes and so that you are able to identify what truly are the things that need to be changed in order for you to be fulfilled. you have no one else to answer to but yourself and God, right? You have nobody else to answer to in order to ask yourself those questions. So when I spent that solidarity within myself for the last 2 years of my life, where I was thoroughly asking myself questions like, why aren't you happy? Why do you feel this way? What's stemming from this? And I mean, literally keeping a journal and track of the things that were making me sad, whether it had been food, the food that I consumed, the people that I talked to, the music that I listened to. Why is this movie making me feel all sad all of a sudden? Why is this song making me want to cry? Why is this person making me feel out of place or making me feel insecure about myself, even though they haven't warranted a thing at all from it, right? When you start asking yourself those type of questions and figuring out where that stuff stems from, always realize that it stems from you and your experiences and what you've been through in life. You know, it was almost like I experienced a paradigm shift in the 2 years of my solitude, because during that time, my life and my financial stability was at its peak, right? And with that even being said, right, most people during that time would have felt great. You know, they would have been like, wow, my finances are paid for. My bills are paid for. I'm not in a stressful relationship. I'm not overthinking anything. I don't have anything. But when I realized that, I also didn't make the wisest decisions then, because I was not happy within myself. Right. I had all of these positive things happening for me at that given time within that peak of those 2 years, and I was not happy, right? And you hear it all the time that, you know, some of the most richest people in the world have these crazy addictions and facades, and, you know, some of the most richest people in the world are not happy, right? You look at what's his name? Oh my God. I forgot the owner's name of Amazon. And Elon Musk. These are billionaires, right, guys? These are people in life that have money that could literally fund every person listening to this podcast right now, right? But at some point, they or their current wives at that moment, no matter how much money they had within this last year, they still filed for divorce, right? Some of these people could be in the most best positions in their life, financially stable, nothing to worry about, health is great, and will be completely unsatisfied and unhappy with life. And it's, you want to know why that is? That's simply because you're not happy from within. You're not happy with yourself. So you can't be present and in content with what you feel. Another book that made me realize this was actually called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. And he basically discussed in the book why being present in today, not in the future, when you're thinking about all the things that are to come and what you need to do in order to get there, and not the things from your past that you regret, the things that you wish you would have done, the shoulda, coulda, woulda shit, right? He specifically in this book only talks about being present now and being present with what you can control now, being present with waking up every single day now. Don't focus on tomorrow. Don't focus on yesterday. Focus on what you can focus on today. And after I read that book, it changed how I looked at life. You know, it really did. And as I said, a lot of the resources and the knowledge that I had gained within this 2 year time frame of me identifying those things were when things truly changed for me. You know, there's no amount of, you know, YouTubers that you can listen to or TED Talks that you can listen to without actually retaining and receiving the knowledge for yourself in order to understand that. Man, have you ever had everything in your life going right and you're just completely unhappy and you have no reason to, right? Like, life is good. Bills are paid. You're shopping. You're going to brunch with your girls. You're going on trips, etc., etc. But you were just not happy for some odd reason. You know? That's literally when I learned that in that moment, material items, instant gratification, and superficial things did not resonate with me anymore. You know? They were not who I was becoming. And they didn't resonate with who I was and what I was beginning to understand about myself as well. You know, these things, you know, I had a moment, you know, again, talking to my sister when I realized, like, you know what? I have a closet full of things, a closet full of clothes, another room full of shoes, you know, so many of these things. And I have not even been buying myself things, you know, not even just because of what I had been going through, but because it's just turned me off completely, right? You know, these things were things that I purchased in moments of instant gratification because self-care is everything, right? You should go and splurge on yourself and have self-care and do everything like that. But then when you have truly progressed in your thoughts and you realize, like, those moments and those items cannot do anything for me, right? They can't love me when I'm sad. They can't bring me any joy. You know, I can't even get the full price back for it when I paid for it, right? These are all things that come into perspective, you know, for those things. And when you are initially thinking about the changes that you need to make in your life in order to be fulfilled, in order to be content, and not even just content, I mean full bursting with joy, full on bursting with passion and in intense connections with people. These are things that are so important that so many people bypass because of the things that we're going through or the things that we're looking at life from. We're not even taking the experiences that we've had and looking at them from a positive light. Yeah, you may have had a shitty girlfriend in the past, but you have a great girlfriend now. Yeah, you may have had shitty spending before, and even though you're not perfect with your spending now and you're paying for the decisions that you've made in the past, at least you're making strides towards a new you, a better outcome. Yeah, you may have not implemented boundaries with your parents or your siblings before, but now is the time to do it so that you can be content, so that you can be happy, so that you can be as fulfilled as you'd like. And making those changes necessary will make you feel liberated. They'll make you feel empowered to continue making those decisions and to be able to tackle new challenges when they arise, because life is not going to get easier. If we're being honest, life will never be easier. We will always go through different challenges and tribulations that we will have to learn down the line in order for us to succeed. I've never met anyone that just kept on saying life got easier or their problems minimized when they got more money, when they felt like they had hit success or whatever success may have looked like for them in that time frame. Life had never got easier. It will only be more challenges. And the challenges that you're faced with are just you tackling the lesson learned, the changes that you made necessary in order to be prepared for the new challenges that are on the way to rise. Am I perfect? No. Do I have it all figured out right now? No. But am I happier than what I was before? Yes. Do I still have moments when I get triggered? Of course. All the time. Yes. But do I know more about myself now than when things like this arise, or when I feel overwhelmed, or I'm just in a feeling of uncertainty? Am I able to be counterproductive and get ahead of it because of the knowledge and wisdom I have? Yes. So I hope that you all realize that the old you has to die in order for a new version of yourself to emerge. Everything you thought you knew about yourself will change with life experiments, experiences, and your wisdom. Things that you thought you were always going to be in the same way that you thought things will always be will eventually not work and will eventually change over time. these things that you did, you know, or the things that you've experienced, they will not resonate with you anymore. They will not look the same. When you are a mother, you're not going to be able to do the same things that you did before. When you are in a happy relationship with someone who is giving you the world and making sacrifices for you, no, you cannot continue to be the way that you were in your last relationship. No, you cannot think that this person is your going to be your life and savior when you have to work on yourself. No, you cannot be the friend of the year to, you know what I'm saying, fucked up friends when you know that you are a good person. You cannot do those things. These are things that you have to implement for yourself in order for you to live a more fulfilling life for yourself. And things that you thought you were always going to do and that you always thought were going to be the same, you're going to be a new emerged version of yourself in a whole nother season. So be your own student. Be a student to yourself. I love people with a student mentality because they're always willing to learn. I have always been somebody who's willing to learn something. I've always been someone who's willing to educate myself on the world, not just on that, but myself. How can you be or say that you know yourself if you don't educate yourself? If you don't dive deeper into what you need to do, what makes you tick, what type of emotions you have. If you don't dig for that type of stuff within yourself, you will never make the changes necessary in order for you to be the version of yourself that you want to be. You have to dig deep. You have to understand your triggers. You have to feed your inner child. You have to do that in order to make the changes necessary for you to thrive and survive out here. You know, my only goal in life right now is remaining the peace of mind that I have for myself right now and that I've gained. You know, enjoying the simple things in life, because tomorrow is not promised to you, man. Life is so short. You know, yesterday it was made 14 years that my mom had died, and time has just gone by with not a trace in sight. It's almost felt like she never existed sometimes. Life is so short and it moves so fast. So you have to spend your time wisely. You have to spend it with people who genuinely value you and don't take you for granted. Because my time is precious, man. Why waste it on things and people who don't value that? When I say, I guarantee you guys, in the next 10 years, if I'm not married in the next 10 years to someone who cannot live, breathe, shit, sleep without me. And I don't mean that in like a possessive type of, you know, controlling kind of way. I mean that I want to be so fulfilled within my life that once me and my husband decide to get married, that it's going to literally feel as though my person was meant and made for me, right? I think that that is something that I truly look forward to in the future, obviously, but I'm being present right now. But in the future, I want to feel that immense joy and happiness that someone did not take me for granted. They value me. They know that the time and effort put into the relationship and the time, the things we've built together and the investments that we've made over time, is truly something that they realize and they don't take for granted from the day that they're with me. Or if life is too short and I get in an accident or something happens to my health, or, you know, I want that more than anything. I'm not saying that I don't have that, because shout out to my baby. I love him. You know what I mean? But just speaking in a hypothetical term, that's how I would love for not only myself, but the people who are around me and you guys listening to this now. Really manifest that. Really speak that into existence over your life, because you never know. And everything is within the power of the tongue, guys. So think about how you talk to yourself. Think about how you show up for yourself. Think about the things that you're saying. I know that the day that I get married will most definitely be the day that I know that me and this person mutually did not take the love that we gave each other for granted. And even now, where I am currently in my life, and even for you guys, I hope that the people that you have around you make you feel the most intense and immense happiness and joy. I hope that you're able to realize that. And I'm not just saying that just with the changes, because who you surround yourself with is definitely a huge factor in that as well. If you don't have people that make you feel that you're being taken for granted or that you're valued, these things can also be a huge factor into the changes that you make. If you don't have people constantly pouring into you and allowing you to feel like that, that's just one of the examples out of many things that I can use. You know, I think that that is something that is so important, because we oftentimes, you know, don't look at it from like that. You know, we don't look at it from that perspective. You know, so really, really just keep that in mind, guys. Crazy enough, I listened to a snippet of a song that Meek Mill is actually supposed to be dropping. And of course, you know, he always gives a good little bar too. But I took this and I felt like it definitely is going to resonate with us as we close out our podcast for today. And really think about it. So stay down, because at any moment you can blow up, and then them prices gotta go up, y'all. So peace.